Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evan Abrams is on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Evan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I mean, listen, happy Friday. But after Thursday Night Football last night, we thought it'd just be a regular division game. And then all of a sudden, you know, the league changes. That's how this goes.
Yeah, that was a tough one, and that was an extremely tough one to watch after the Patrick Mahomes injury, because then it was just bad football left to be played. But yeah. Get us set up for some of the games this weekend. In particular, I'm eyeing now the Saints and the Bears. The Saints with Alvin Kamara's injury, that's got to change the line a little bit. I know it opened at -4 in the Bears' favor. It's got to be bet down a little bit, right?
Honestly, it hasn't really moved that much. Right now, Chicago's still sitting as a 4-point favorite, and to be honest, most people are backing the Saints, as they kind of have since Bridgewater took over. They're getting 64% of the tickets right now, but only 49% of the money. So it looks like some pro money is coming in on Chicago. And, I mean, the story here is just Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, what he's done this year, 4-0 against the spread. But to me, all four wins, one score games, and I'm really looking at Chicago as having some value here. Now, when you're looking at Trubisky or Chase Daniel, I believe we don't know as of yet. I actually would love Daniel to start. I think the line would get a little bit lower, and I think he's a better, more efficient passer.
Evan, let's talk about this Rams and Falcons matchup. It's an interesting one. I've seen people on both sides of this one. It's in Atlanta. You know, the Rams have not played well. They're getting 3 points at home. It was 2.5 I saw yesterday. What do you make of this? I mean, this is a Falcons defense that's been atrocious, and the Rams offense has been equally as bad.
Yeah, you said it yourself. Atlanta's secondary has been literally one of the worst in the NFL, 31st in pass defense, according to DVOA and Football Outsiders. But to me, the way you've got to play this game and the way I'm going to look at it is a bit of a bounce back from the Rams, but I probably won't be playing the side. I think I'm going to look at some props, things like Cooper Kupp. I mean, to me, that Atlanta secondary is so bad. And DeMonte KZ, who is in that cornerback spot, allowed an 80% catch rate this year. Woods should have a good game. I mean, to me, Cooks, I mean, that's really where the value lies in this one. Total is 54.5. It's a little high even to play as well, but I think the Rams receivers really should see some value here.
Evan, I'm fascinated by a game that I'm sure a lot of people aren't fascinated by, but that is the 49ers and the Redskins, because if you got a 10-point line right now, I don't know what to make of the 49ers. I know the Redskins aren't particularly good. We've established that, but is San Francisco worth 10 points here?
Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone thinks they are. 82% of the tickets, 77% of the money, but the way I look at it is, it's a McCoy, Haskins, and Keenum situation in Washington. And Keenum, all over the board, from pressure percentage to sack percentage to time to throw, just makes Washington's offense a tiny bit better, and that much better. I think there's a small value in the 10 points. Listen, San Francisco just had their biggest win probably in a long time. I mean, their rival, the Rams, they really wanted that game. They let up the touchdown on the first possession and then came back and stymied them throughout. You would assume a nice little letdown spot here for San Francisco. Usually doesn't show that way in the data, but I think there is a little value in the 10 points with Washington. It's a tough spot to play, right? Like, who wants to back Washington? Not my favorite play, but if you're going to play the game, I'm going to go against the streaking Niners. They've looked so good, but I like the 10 points at home, especially if it gets to 10.5.
All right, this is a kind of a dog game, but I'm curious your thoughts on Jacksonville and Cincinnati. Cincinnati has not won a game. They're getting 4 points at home, and of course, Jacksonville sitting there at 2-4 as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really, really tough one. I've backed Cincinnati a few times this year. They've covered the spread once or twice. They've been in that good spot. To me, listen, Jacksonville's just getting too much love here. 75% of the tickets, 71% of the money, and the line's gone up from 3 to 4. If it continues to rise, I'm going to look at Cincinnati at 4.5. 4 is a very, very key number, just, you know, even more so sometimes than 3. Obviously, 3, you know, a public key number, but to me, if it gets to 4.5, I think Cincinnati's an interesting spot. Listen, Minshew's been really, really good, but again, this is a different spot, and I think Cincinnati has that win coming at some point, and Jacksonville had its downturn. They did just get rid of Ramsey, so it's going to be interesting how that defense kind of reacts from that as well.
Evan, why have we seen such change with this Lions and Vikings line? You know, the Lions, they open up as a one-point favorite. Now the Vikings are going to be like a 2.5-point favorite. A lot of action, a lot of swinging with the lines here.
No, I mean, I think you're swinging because of what we've seen most recently from these two teams. We have a system called Line Predictor, which basically predicts the next move of the game. It's predicting Minnesota to go up. Now, listen, this opened at some places at Detroit -2. It's now Minnesota -2. So this is one of the biggest movers of the week, and I think it's happening because I think of what we just saw out of Diggs, what we just saw out of Minnesota's offense. And listen, Philly has one of the worst pass secondaries in the league. It's almost, you know, Atlanta bad. So when you see Minnesota put up those numbers, the public is really just seeing a perception here, and it's pushing the line. And to me, it's probably pushing the line a little bit too much. I'm going to wait to see if it gets to that 3. There's still a long time to go, but you're right. I mean, it's getting hammered the other way. And it's interesting based on what we saw previous to last week. I mean, listen, last week, like we said, looked great, but this is a week-to-week league.
About this New England game, Monday Night Football, Darnold's back, and I guess 9.5 points. That offense looked pretty good the other day.
I mean, guys, I mean, it's hard to bet against New England on their offensive side, but when you're talking about the defense, it's even harder. They've allowed 4 red zone trips in 6 games. I mean, that stat alone almost makes you want to stop and say, how can I really back the Jets? Especially when you're comparing Dallas's defense to New England's defense, and people are saying, listen, can Darnold do it again? Can Darnold have the magic? Can he keep it going? You know, the difference between Falk and him. Listen, Darnold is really, really much, much better and makes him such more of a competent team. But you can't put New England's defense and Dallas's defense even on the same field. It's just, it's a completely different scheme. And I think it's going, and there's a reason New England is a 9.5, 10-point road favorite in a prime spot like Monday Night Football. I can't bet the Jets in this one. I might look New England first half, but it's a really, really tough spot for that reason. New England's defense is next level, guys.
He's Evan Abrams, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Evan, great stuff. We appreciate the insight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, great time, guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.